welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
International Trade Alert. Lacey Act Update. AFIS, to expand enforcement of Lacey Act declaration requirements, beginning April 1, 2010. Beginning on April 1, 2010, the United States Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, AFIS, will begin enforcing Lacey Act importer plant product declaration requirements for additional products included in 8 chapters of the Harmonized Tariff Schedule of the United States, HTSUS. The detailed reporting requirements for these additional categories of imported product made from or containing plant products are part of the revised Lacey Act enforcement schedule announced by AFIS in its September 2, 2009 Federal Register notice. The declaration requirements of the Lacey Act became effective on December 15, 2008, and enforcement of those requirements is being phased in. Declaration requirements. The Lacey Act makes it unlawful to import certain plants and plant products without an import declaration. The declaration must contain, among other things, the scientific name of the plant, value of the importation, quantity of the plant, and name of the country where the plant was harvested. The declaration may be submitted as a paper form available on the AFIS website or as an electronic submission through the United States Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Automated Commercial System, ACS. Products covered by Phase 4 Enforcement Implementation. Beginning April 1, 2010, AFIS will begin enforcing importer plant product declaration requirements for products included in the following HTSUS chapters. Chapter 44, 4421, Other Articles of Wood, which includes, among others, wood blinds, shutters, screens and shades, wood dowel pins, toothpicks, tongue depressors, candy sticks, ice cream sticks, drink mixers, and pickets, paling, posts, and rails. Chapter 66, 6602, Walking Sticks, Whips, Crops. Chapter 82, 8201, Hand Tools. Chapter 92, 9201, Pianos. 9202, Other Stringed Instruments. Chapter 93, 9302, Revolvers and Pistols. 9305, 1020, Parts and Accessories for Revolvers and Pistols. Chapter 94, 940169, Seats with Wood Frames. Chapter 95, 950420, Articles and Accessories for Billiards. Chapter 97, 9703, Sculptures. AFIS continues to consider enforcement implementation regarding declaration requirements pertaining to products included in subchapters of HTSUS, Chapter 44, Wood and Articles of Wood, Chapter 47, Wood Pulp, Chapter 92, Musical Instruments, Chapter 48, Paper and Articles of Paper, Chapter 66, Umbrellas, Walking Sticks, and Riding Crops, Chapter 94, Furniture, and Chapter 95, Toys, Games, and Sporting Equipment, that was originally scheduled to begin on April 1, 2010. Declaration for these products will not be required until after September 1, 2010. Additionally, AFIS indicates that it will provide at least 6 months' notice of any additions or alterations to the published phase-in schedule. It is important to note that the declaration requirements continue to be enforced for those products identified in enforcement phases 2 and 3. Criminal and civil penalties for violations of the Lacey Act. Regardless of the phase-in of declaration requirements, the Lacey Act amendments became effective May 22, 2008. Importers and manufacturers who fail to exercise due care, thereby importing, exporting, transporting, selling, receiving, acquiring or purchasing illegally sourced wood and other plant products, can now be prosecuted regardless of knowledge or intent. The Act also penalizes failing to follow declaration requirements once enforced, making false statements and mislabeling products. By way of example, on November 17, 2009, agents of the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, FWS, and local police raided Gibson Guitars of Nashville, Tennessee, and the first major enforcement of the 2008 Lacey Act amendments. It has been widely reported that agents seized wood, guitars, computers, and boxes of files from Gibson headquarters based on a sealed affidavit alleging illegal import of rosewood from Madagascar. While the facts and legal implications of the Gibson case are not yet public, the raid underscores the importance of careful compliance with the new Lacey Act requirements. Enforcement of the Lacey Act's criminal and civil penalties is being handled jointly by the Department of Justice, CBP, APHIS, and FWS. Knowing violations of the Act may result in a felony conviction with up to 5 years in prison, extensive fines, e.g., criminal penalties of up to $20,000 for violation, and forfeiture. Felony charges may be extended for knowing violation of the declaration requirements. Should have known products in its possession were illegally sourced. The Lacey Act clearly mandates that manufacturers and other importers exercise due care in sourcing plant materials and reporting plant material content and imports to the United States. For additional information, please visit the APHIS website, www.aphis.usda.gov, which specifies the declaration implementation schedule and which will be updated as new information regarding the Lacey Act becomes available.
2010, Aiken Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. All rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion, within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party.